Not surprisingly, breakup rates have skyrocketed during the period of COVID. It's Anna and Raven. Dr. Patrick Wanis is a human behavior and relationship expert, author of Get Over Your Ex Now. You can visit him online at patrickwanis.com. Why? What is it about COVID that's making people say, like, see ya?
Well, it's called forced togetherness. People are stuck with each other for 24 hours. When we're in relationships, whether we're living together, whether we're married, pre-COVID, we could always escape each other through our hobbies, through our work. But when we're forced to be together, we'll really find out who we really are.
Doc, as an author, I know that you've been working on this survey and relationship study, the breakup test, other currently than COVID. What's the number one reason most couples don't make it?
Well, I promise if you ask your audience, they're going to be shocked because it's not what most of us think. Most of us think that the reason relationships break up is because of cheating or money, and it's not. And I separated in the breakup test, what are the top five reasons for women? What are the top five reasons for men? And there is one that's common to both men and women. We argued constantly. Perhaps they argued over money. Perhaps they argued over children. Perhaps they argued over parenting styles. But the second thing, both men and women say we wanted different things in life. This comes back to core values. I believe that core values is the critical key to whether a relationship will work or not. Do you share the same core values? The third for women was, I wanted more time than my ex could offer. And that's interesting because there's a great joke by Patrice O'Neill who says, look, men want to be alone, but they don't want to be by themselves. In other words, they want to sit there and do something, but they want to know you're close by. But a woman has a different expectation. She wants you to give her more time, and men can get caught up in other things. For men, the third reason for breakup was we had issues over intimacy. Fourth was either bad timing, or we are in different stages in life. And this is really important, particularly if you're getting married at an older age. You know, you could be in your 30s, you could be in your 40s, maybe you're getting married for a second time, or you're getting a relationship. What stage are you in life? What are your responsibilities? Perhaps you've already had children, you don't want any more children, but your partner wants children or doesn't want children. So it's interesting because it wasn't cheating. Cheating was not in the top five reasons for breakups, neither for men nor women.
I saw this.
Very insightful.
It is. And I saw this stat that made me stop in my tracks because I was like, this is a high number. 50% of men and 55% of women spy on their ex after a breakup. That seems like a lot, right?
It's strange, right? You think, you know, when the breakups happen, it's time to let it go. But you want to see what the after effect is. What's the end of the story?
Yeah, there's two key points here. Number one is, usually it's one person who wants to break up. It's not necessarily both.
Well, so that's true, right?
If one person wants to break up and the other person doesn't, they might still be hooked. They might still not be able to get over that ex. And even if you ended the relationship with your partner, if you haven't really resolved it, you may still be obsessed with your partner. You may still want to know. Some people spy on their partner because they want to know that their partner's doing badly. Others spy because they're still jealous, even though they say, I don't want you, but I don't want anyone else to have you. And yes, it's very unhealthy to keep spying on your ex because you will continue to be controlled by your ex and what they're doing instead of taking control and charge of your own life.
And is there such a real thing as heartache? And do you need closure when you end a relationship? That's going to be coming up with Dr. Patrick Wanis next with Anna and Raven. Dr. Patrick Wanis is finding out why people are breaking up. And if you want to take the free breakup test, head to patrickwanis.com. Is there such a thing as heartache? Is that real?
It's 100% real because the brain processes physical pain and emotional pain in the same area. If you were to have a cup of hot coffee poured over you, the brain processes that the same way that it processes social rejection.
Well, that explains a whole lot about my first marriage.
So, like, when you hear about older couples that they've been married for, like, a million years, and then one dies and the other one dies, like, 27 minutes later, like, that heartache killed them?
Well, I mean, at that point, you're in a weakened state anyways. Athlete's foot will kill you. But I get what you're saying, yeah.
You've got to look at it, yes. There are many, many stories where they were married for 50 years, 60 years. A day later, a week later, the other person dies. Yes, there's heartache, but there's a connection that people have. The whole concept of a relationship is to become unified. You can still be an individual. You can still be your own person. You can be the best version of yourself. But the idea is to be unified, to be in sync. What we found is that people who are married for 50 and 60 years, other than the fact that they're very careful about choosing their battles, they tend to have very strong, common, shared values. And a great example of that is faith. Regardless of whether you believe in religion or not, if two people believe in the same things, they tend to have a stronger connection. And when people are very unified and they tend to live for each other when they're in their, you know, late 70s, 80s, 90s, etc., then yes, when the partner dies, there seems to be less reason, less purpose to keep living.
Dr. Patrick Juanes is a behavior expert and relationship expert. One of my girlfriends, she had dated a guy through college. I would say they were soulmates. They were always together. They were always happy. After a few years, they started having fights, and they would have these like kind of mini breakups, and then they wouldn't talk for a few days, and then they get back together. But one day they had one of those fights, and he never called her again. To this day, this is 22 years later, she has never moved on. She always talks about him as the one that got away. And I always think it's because she never had closure from that relationship. And now, I mean, I know he's down at the Jersey Shore. He's married. He's got two kids. Like, clearly he's moved on.
Right.
But do you think that what's holding her back is that there was no actual closure? And do you think that's important when you're ending a relationship?
Closure is extremely important. There's always that question that lingers in our mind. Why? Why me? Why this? Why that? And we want the answer to the question. Closure means that there is a complete communication. I've looked back at that relationship and I have sufficient understanding and insight into the relationship to say, yes, I am complete with that relationship. And that's what your friend didn't do, unfortunately. She's also refusing to accept responsibility. She says the one that got away,
right,
he didn't call her back. She never called him. She let it go. So she's got to ask herself, why did you really choose to let it go, not only in that moment, but every day, every week, every month, every year following that?
And what's the number one thing you can do to get over a breakup?
Accept full responsibility for the part you played in it and put your focus and energy on yourself. What did this person bring out in me? What mistakes did I make? How can I do better next time?
Dr. Patrick Juanes is a human behavior and relationship expert. He's the author of Get Over Your Ex Now. And you can learn more about him and get his book at patrickjuanes.com. Thank you, Dr. Juanes.
Thank you.